y'all for tuning back in to Cast Your Crown Podcast. This is LaToya, Real Life, Real Talk. Just discussing real life topics that can encourage us to be better overall, okay? So on this episode, I really want to discuss fear. That has been something that just keeps coming up. So as I was researching, I came across a study from, and I'm just going to jump right into it. Nothing long, just keeping it, straight to the point. So as I was researching, I came across a study from, Northeastern Medicine, that showed how fear can be beneficial. And a lot of times, we think of fear, it's always like, oh my God, like negative stuff. But, just to start out about the benefits of fear, I think her name was like Dr. Sikori or something like that. As in the fear that makes you go into protection mode, the kind that actually keep us safe. You hear stories about parents who may save their child by doing something extraordinary, something they usually wouldn't do, picking up a car, like supernatural strength, things like that. Then it made me think about how we should fear God, how fearing him actually protects us, not getting caught up in the troubles or issues of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like truly fearing God and trusting in him. So I wanted to start out with the benefits of fear, but of course, most of the time when it comes to fear, it is usually negative. And I'm going to jump into that now. Okay. So, according to the dictionary, we're going to give you the definition of fear: an intense emotion that occurs when someone perceives something or recognizes a threat. Fear, an intense emotion that occurs when someone perceives or recognizes a threat or danger, right? So we have some acronyms of fear that we probably are familiar with: false evidence appearing real, fear, frustrations, ego, anxiety, and resentment, failure expected and received. Now, I thought that was a good one because that's definitely... Yeah, that's not what we want. But yeah, that's a good definition. Failure expected and received. Okay. So as we dive a little bit more into fear, fear basically sabotages the future. It sabotages everything. It brings in anxiety, confusion, and it like the inability to make sound decisions, make good judgment. It interrupts all that. When it comes to fear, like the most popular scripture, if you think about it, would be like 2 Timothy 1:7. What we all knew growing up: for God does not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. The NIV version states, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. We also have another version here, New Century Version. God did not give us a spirit that makes us afraid, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Okay. The spirit does not produce in God's, the Holy Spirit does not produce fear. Fear shouldn't be in God's people, right? Which could be translated to being timid, being cowardly, or, things like that. Rather, the spirit gives us courage, fearlessness. Even in fearful situations, we can have peace. So, and then another scripture, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So just being in God, period, having his peace, having his love protects us from that fear. But I did want to go a little bit deeper. So fear can manifest in many ways. We can have fear emotionally, physically, and spiritually. When we're discussing emotional fear, where the root of all fear honestly comes from our emotions, believe it or not. Lies, rejection we've experienced, hurt, trauma, and that's past or present trauma. Being responsible and being accountable can cause fear. Even in kids, fear of being put on punishment for something. And honestly, things that we fear as a child can easily trickle into our adulthood. Honey, that's another story. So, and hold us back in life. You know what I'm saying? Like fear of failure. And the list goes on when dealing with emotions and fear and anger. Have you ever heard somebody be like, oh, why are you so angry? And then the root, once you get down to the root of it, is fear. You're afraid of something that may happen. You're afraid that this may happen or that may happen. it all goes back to fear. Okay. And of course, we know physical aspects of fear, certain objects, water, bugs, things like that, events, future events, manifestations of fear can come out through us physically, shaking, sweating, shortness of breath, increased heart rate. It's like fear and anxiety goes hand in hand. Sometimes we can find ourselves like tensing up and not even realizing it. I know I used to be like that when I used to have anxiety. Like, I remember one time I was getting my hair done and the lady was like, baby, you know, like relax your shoulders. Like, I was so tensed in that chair and I don't know what I was thinking about or whatever, but sometimes we can be like that. And we like hold all that stuff in our bodies and we don't even realize it. Right. So that made me more aware, more conscious of, you know, what was going on with me. Butterflies in our stomachs. That's another thing, that, you know, can be a sign of fear or just nervousness. I mean, it still goes back to fear. All right. All right. Then we go to mentally, like imagining things. Listen, I can stay on this all day. Imagining things that don't happen or could happen or what could or just in our head so much, which is more than likely negative. reliving past traumas, you know, like just, oh gosh, it's a lot. Spiritual fear, fear of death, fear of the unknown, fear of sharing your faith with others, worried about what people would think or say. Oh, honey, that's a whole episode in itself. Fear of suffering, fear of darkness, fear of lack. I mean, that's natural, right? Spiritual fear, but spiritual darkness. Fear of spiritual darkness. Now that can go into like mental health. That can go into a lot of other things as well. Fear of physical darkness. That can go into a lot of things as well as too. You know, we go into discussing the demonic or witchcraft or anything like that, you know, because it is real. And I think that's another thing we take lightly, the darkness. And it's real out here. Like it's real. That could be another episode in itself. But one thing I can say is one scripture that I read every night is Psalms 91. Remember that scripture. If you don't know it, study it. It's so powerful. And I usually say it every night. Psalm 91 is, I mean, it's a protection prayer. But if you truly study that scripture and feel it and just know that God got you, like, you sleep more peacefully at night, seriously, no matter what's going on in your life. And I usually always say, like, having discernment is so important when dealing with fear. You'd be like, well, what is discernment? What is that? You know, it's the ability to judge well, the ability to see what is not visual to the average mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that makes sense, like being able to perceive something well, having discernment of those around you, having discernment of the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? That whole thing of something just don't feel right. That whole thing of, I don't know about this spot. You know, let's go somewhere else. That whole discernment thing. I don't know about her. Now she acting a little shady, you know? So just discerning things around you in the environment. And again, having discernment is important because when we pray, God reveals things to us of the spirit, in which he shows us the root of a lot of our fears. Discerning things comes into play because it can help us navigate through those fears. You know what I'm saying? So we can be aware of what to pray for or how to pray for those things. So, getting into a little bit more about fear and the meat of things, the enemy. And I don't like even wasting time talking about the enemy. Like, you know, I think a lot of times too, we could focus too much on the devil did this, the devil did that, or the enemy did this, the enemy did that. When a lot of time it's us, we just need discipline, period. But still in some cases, the enemy uses fear to distract us, intimidate us. He'll use it to torment you, to lie to you, to destroy your life. Fear will keep you stuck and fear will keep you hindered. Fear can literally keep you down and from living your best life. The goal of fear is so that you won't discover God's best for your life, right? So it's like, get in God's face, pray to him, talk to him daily. He will definitely give you instruction. The Bible is so seriously like a life manual, y'all. Like, I mean, it has changed my life so much. And I'm going to be real with you, you know, and throughout these episodes, I'm just going to keep it a buck. Cause if I don't, I ain't me. Like, if I was God, I would have been so done with me by now. Like, oh my God. Like, just to think, oh, God is so good. Y'all, he's such a gentleman. Anyway, God is so good. But yeah, stay in his face. We got to get rid of fear, man. Do it scared. Ask God to meet you halfway. Go ahead and take that step. He will never fail you. It's just that simple. Trials will come. Okay, so what? Keep going. You fail. Okay, so what? But what if someone thinks this or that? So what? What if I fail? So what? Get back up, honey. The lessons in failing are good ones. We learn, we live, and we keep going. Man, I'm going to miss my old ways. I'm going to miss these people. Blah, blah. No, no, no. Because trust me, when God removes something from you, baby, he going to give it to you better. It may take a while, but if you patient, you stay in his face. Oh, honey, please. God got something good for you. So, especially when you're trying, you know what I'm saying? Psalm 34 and 8 says, taste and see that the Lord God is good. Like, God bless the one who takes refuge in him. Oh my God. Blessed is the one, excuse me. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. I mean, what more can we say after that? But, and then, you know, I guarantee if you try God in that thing or desire he has placed in your heart, and you fail or whatever, don't meet the expectation you thought you would. He will always have something better, like I said, and that's real talk, you know. And when I was researching this and I was doing this, focusing on fear, like just kind of researching and reading the word, it's like I got this vision, right? It's like God, like it was like this huge door, and I could, it was like, bam. It was like this huge door that was open and just slammed shut. And it was like, I could hear it in the spirit. I could hear it. And I was like, whoa. And it's like, God is so tired of his people being held back because of fear. Like, he has so much in store for us. Like, it's just, we got to stop being held back by things that don't exist or things that aren't there. But our minds are so powerful and we'll believe that. You know what I'm saying? So, speak over yourself, speak affirmations of courage, speak the word, all that. Just do all of it. You know what I'm saying? And this can go into like faith versus fear. Are you going to worry or are you going to pray? If you're going to pray, then don't worry. You're going to worry, then don't pray. You know, so just a little motivational word or whatever. And to get more into the word, if you need more examples, like in Exodus 3:11, we can talk about Moses, how he overcame fear and doubt about his ability to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. But God sent Aaron as a spokesperson to speak to Moses. And with God's reassurance, Moses overcame that fear and he accepted his mission. And he did what he was supposed to do. And it makes me think about men who lead their families. And I say men, it could go both ways. How a lot of times our men make it look so easy, but a lot of times it's the strength of God that keeps them. You know what I'm saying? Men do have a lot of pressure on them, you know? And fear comes and it goes. However, men know how to persevere and keep their family growing and going together, especially men of God. You know what I'm saying? And women too, in a lot of cases, who have to do what they have to do. But yeah, and just God is so faithful. Another example we can talk about is Matthew 26, 69 through 75. Peter's fear led him to deny Jesus. Baby, listen. Again, if I were Jesus, I would have let me go a long time ago. But you know how scared you got to be to deny the Lord? Like, but he ended up leading Peter to a life of stronger faith and growth. Even in all that, he told him, you're going to deny me. And even in all of that, you know what I'm saying? God still, oh man. And it's like, you ever did something so embarrassing that you fear you can't bounce back, but you do bounce back. You do. And you use that as an opportunity to grow. So nothing major. Just want to encourage people to keep going and close the door to fear. Close it. It's all a lie. It's a trick of the enemy. You know, so open the notes on your phone, grab pen and paper, Google copy, paste, print, whatever. I'm gonna give you some good old word, honey. I'm gonna give you some of these scriptures that's gonna help you through your journey in removing fear. We already discussed 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Just a couple more scriptures that'll encourage you. 1 John 4:18. Okay, we got Isaiah 41 and 10. Psalm 27 and 1. John 14:27. Psalm 34 and 4. Joshua 1 and 9. And you got Psalm 56 and 3. And y'all know I'm a music junkie, so I'm gonna give y'all some music. Most of them are probably old, but still, I mean, there's so many out there, but just ones that come to mind. Kirk Franklin, Hello Fear. Fear Is Not My Future, featuring Tasha Cobb. I think the group is Tribal. I could be saying it wrong. It's T-R-I-B-L. They have a lot of good worship songs, a lot of good songs. Oceans by Hillsong United. That's a classic, man. That right there. Now that's definitely a song for fear, like to step out on faith. Oh man, I used to worship to that one when I was spending time with God. As well as Encourage Yourself by Donald Lawrence. So yeah, stay in God's face, stay in your word, and stay in your lane. I'm out. If y'all have any questions or anything, or y'all want to discuss more, if you have any questions for me, I'm an open book. I'm me. I don't know how to edit no podcast, honey. I'm just saying what's on my heart and being led by God. And the email is castyourcrownpodcast@gmail.com. Something you don't understand, just reach out to me. Again, it's castyourcrownpodcast@gmail.com. All right. Love y'all.
Soundstripe.